Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Brucker scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Walker moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe scores. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards first. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2. White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ambler moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Shea reaches second base with a double. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Shea scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ambler catches it and throws to second with Newsom covering, to double up Bonura. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brucker strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ambler hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters juggles the ball. That's an error on Peters. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stratton moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stratton scores. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Morris pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Dwight Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herman Fink now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fink, and towards Ambler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Pete reaches third base with a triple. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The slide. Brucker applies the tag. Pete is out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Johnson scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Herman Fink. Clint Brown now pitching. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean scores. Nelson moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Rothrock for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.